Tune into Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Full Service Radio, broadcasting live here from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Today is Sunday, September 2nd, 2018, and we have the great honor of hosting a very, very special Sunday session performance right here in our studios. It's my great pleasure to introduce Susan Galbraith and the Alliance for New Music Theater, who will be presenting excerpts from their work in progress, Women of Troy, Voices of Afghanistan.
Hello there. Thank you, The Line DC, all of our new friends here. And thank you, Jack Inslee, for having us. We're really excited to join you today, and we're especially happy to have so many people in the lobby following the puppet. Our show in development has been conceived as a cross-cultural event and process where we've been collaborating at every level. So there have been two composers, Qureshi and Dawn Avery. There have been two writers, Yalda Bakhtash and myself, Susan Galbraith. And there are also two designers who have been working with us, Sima Azimi and Karen Hoekstra. You got to have a taste of our puppeteers outside, and our puppet guys are Eric Wright and Dorothy James that you saw with our little boy puppet and Athena's owl. And now we're going to be sharing some of the music from throughout the show and songs from the work. So joining our composers Qureshi on rhubarb and Dawn Avery on cello, we have percussionist Kais Nawaz on tabla and do. And you will also be hearing from other members of the cast, voices of Brittany Baratz, Veronica Del Cerro, Jennifer Lee, Alyssa Paul, Claudia Rosales Waters, and Jennifer T. Our first two numbers. And Michael Yeshion, the god. He plays the god Poseidon, which I was just about to say your name. So our first two numbers introduce the world of the play. You will see Michael Yeshion as Poseidon. The overture is an instrumental piece that on stage introduces the little boy, our tiny puppet. The puppet will not be with us this afternoon. And the puppet leaves flying his kite. And this is followed by the awakening of the Hellenistic god Poseidon, who serves as a prologue and setting of the play, which is Euripides' work reimagined as set in Afghanistan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Poseidon, God of antiquity, I am he. Under the agency, I am he. From the greeny depths where the sea nymphs dance with curling water weeds, I am he. We made it. I loved every stone, every rising tower, city free. Thoughts of precious riches beyond a great civilization, beyond imagination, under my protection, I am he.
Introduces three women, characters from Trojan Women by Euripides, but now transported to Afghanistan as Afghan refugees who've been forcibly moved from their homes to a temporary camp. And we're going to hear from three of the characters, or three of the women characters. So in addition to Poseidon, you will hear from Hecuba, once a most powerful queen figure. We'll also hear from her son's widow, Andromache, and her youngest daughter, Cassandra, in three different songs.
refugees. Who will take them in? Who will even see them, their humanity? Oh, my beloved women, don't you see, don't you see? Here comes a Hecuba. Was it true, a palace where she last laid her head? Husbands and sons, all 50 now dead. She walks and stalks this ruined, sad place. A ghost now without a face. Cassandra, though held apart, prophesy her art. She may be raped by a warlord, an Agamemnon.
Strange, strange, strange. Oh, What is this strange, strange, strange girl? Make no mistake, a hijab-wearing girl who shuns a husband's bed is stained, is stained, is stained.
Behold, somewhere out there amongst you is a Helen. Can you see? She holds herself apart from the rest, proud. Is she less to blame than the men? Or is she too an invention and victim of war? Oh, my beloved Raymond, don't you see, don't you see?
Ooh.
we gave you life. You suckled my breast so sure and strong.
Finally, we're going to hear two songs from different scenes much later in the show where the pain and the misery is transformed by women's resilience, by their strength, and by their creativity to a message of hope and also peace. So first we have the stitching song where the women are embroidering, and then we have the pomegranates of Kandahar.
Pistachios and ripe and grapes.
Thanks everyone for coming. Now I'm gonna perform a couple of pieces which was included in this show. One of them is instrumental, the other one is vocal. It's not finished yet, so everybody can come back. ¶¶ We got this is another song, and then there's a instrumental piece for dance. It's very well known. It's called Katagani. Yes, as soon as the Afghan, they listen to this song, they dance. So I want to see some of those. If you like the song, you could feel free to dance. But not to this one. This is a slow song, short one. صدای یار است سرود و ساز است همه بجوشن همه خروش صدای یار است سرود و ساز است همه بجوشن همه خروش اگر با ما باشی از غم رها باشی از غم رها از دور نگاه مکن خود را جدا مکن اگر با ما باشی از غم رها باشی از غم رها صدای یار است سرود و ساز است همه بجوشن همه خورون صدای یار است سرود و ساز است همه بجوشن همه خورون نگار من بیا مشو از من جدا مشو از من جدا دنیا دروز است دلم بسوز است نگار من بیا مشو از من جدا مشو از من صدای یار سرود و ساز است همه بجوشن Okay, now this will be the last piece, and don't be shy. You can dance to this song. We're gonna finish the program with this one. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming.
Incredible. One more time for the Alliance for New Music Theater and the Women of Troy, Voices of Afghanistan. Thank you again so much for listening. As I said, this will be available on fullserviceradio.org momentarily, so visit the website for that archived program and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you so much.